This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For the time being, at least, as Neela and Catherine and I were talking about, consumers are the center of the American economic universe. Our spending is what's driving things. A lot goes into why we shop the way we shop, of course. Finances, values, need. Also, though, accessibility. One in four people in the United States is living with some kind of disability, and that can shape the way they buy things. Hence, today's installment of our series, How We Shop.
My name is Nikki Finley, and I live in Tucker, Georgia, which is outside of Atlanta. I fell down a flight of stairs and hurt my neck. It was harder and harder for me to get around. I really have a lot of trouble walking through a mall, for instance, or looking for home decor, that kind of thing. I am dependent on someone else taking me and kind of motoring me around if I need to go. And so that has led to a lot of online shopping. Probably 90 to 95%. But before my neck injury, probably more like 30% of my shopping was online. I have a really different experience than, for instance, my children, who just think, well, this is what I need, so I go find it online. As opposed to, for instance, my father, who's 81 years old, and he wants to go to a store. But for me, it's kind of a combination of the two. I start with a catalog. I look through it. I see if there's something that's kind of nice and what I need or what I want. And then I go from there to their online site. I'm 59 years old, and I just want to see what I'm looking at before I buy it. And since I can't get to a store as easily, the catalogs are the best substitutes. I'm also a big reader. Just shopping through a catalog has been kind of natural to me a long, long time.
That was Nikki Finley there in Tucker, Georgia. Tell us how you shop, would you? Your habits, your tricks, your weaknesses, and your must-haves. You can do that at Marketplace.